Good day to you, and welcome to the Kitty Podcast, where we share information, tips, and techniques to help children, youth, families, and educators grow and blossom. I'm your host, Tracy V. McGee, and we welcome you from beautiful Lithia Springs, Georgia. In today's episode, we will define hope. As you know, we've been discussing hope and we'll continue to discuss hope for the foreseeable future. We're going to be talking about what does it mean to have hope? And what can you do when you don't have hope and you need to turn it around? The Kitty Podcast is a service of and sponsored by the TJAC Educational Consulting Group, where we are taking Jesus across communities through the provision of educational services. The TJAC Group is made up of eight educational service programs that are designed to strengthen the educational community. We work specifically with churches, school districts, and licensed childcare facilities. Today, we want to focus on our employment placement service. We have an employment placement service called a Child's Gift. This program is for individuals who want to work with young children. So if you know someone who is looking for a job and they do a great job with children, if you are a child and you always have fun with this person and you know they need a job, tell them that they should contact a child's gift at gmail.com and we'll help them get a job. If you have just the right babysitter, but they're looking for a job, or they even want to start their own licensed center, have them contact us at a child's gift at gmail.com and we will teach them how to open their own center. If you are a church or an organization and you feel like you would be an asset to the community by opening up a center, we would love to be able to teach you how to open your center and then get you great team members that will make your center the best in your community. So that's a child's gift at gmail.com. And that's just one of the services that is provided by the TJAC Educational Consulting Group. So let's jump in. I want to talk about hope because sometimes life is rough. Sometimes life is tough. Sometimes life is challenging. Sometimes life makes you cry internally and externally. Hope, however, makes life's rough edges smooth. Hope softens life's tough blows. Hope helps you navigate the challenges of life. Hope allows you to change even when your situation does not change. So, there are some things that you can do that will bring hope to life. Because sometimes it feels like things will never change and you will always be in the same place forever and ever and ever. Not so. There are some times where you can make a difference in your own life, and the very first step you need to take is with the step called hope in order to bring your dreams to life. So I said we're going to do some definitions of the word hope. There are many definitions. Here they are. To cherish a desire with anticipation. Do you know what it means to anticipate something? It's almost like peeking around the corner and seeing something great coming towards you, or someone that you've been waiting to come and visit for a play date or for a holiday, and you can see their car all the way down at the end of the road, and it's coming towards you. And inside, you just start to feel all hot chocolatey inside. And you're like, they're coming, it's coming, it's coming, they're coming, it's coming, they're coming, it's coming. Anticipation. There used to be a commercial that used to say, anticipation, you're keeping me waiting. Another definition, to want something to happen or be true. To want something to happen or be true. And so inside of you, you're hoping that this will happen. You're hoping that this will be true. Inside, you're working on a plan for this to happen. Here's a big one. Trust. Hope is trusting that something will happen. I trust that I will have a great day. I hope I will have a great day. Now, there are some things that I can do to contribute to my good day, and there are some things that I can do to throw my good day right out the window. I'd rather do some things to make sure I have a good day. I trust that I will get all of my work done today. I trust that I will get my paper written this weekend. Another definition. This one's a little bit longer. To desire with expectation or obtainment or fulfillment. To desire with expectation, I'm expecting this to happen. To obtain or fulfill something, I'm going to do this. I'm going to make this happen. To expect with confidence, I just know that this is going to happen. I just know that I'm going to do my part. I just know that this is where I am supposed to be right now in my life. And I'm confident that when I follow the directions for my classroom, when I follow the directions of my principal, when I follow the directions of my supervisor, when I follow the directions of what it is that I'm supposed to do, it's going to work. It's kind of like I have a chair that I need to put together. And the chair comes with instructions. The chair has picture instructions and it has word instructions. I do much better with word instructions. If I do exactly what the word instructions tell me to do, I am confident that I will put my chair together. I will sit in it and not wind up on the floor. Another definition, desire accompanied by expectation of or belief in fulfillment. This fulfillment keeps coming up. Fulfillment, fulfillment, fulfillment. Hopeful. Full. Having it all the way complete. Fulfillment. It's like when they tell you that you're going to the fulfillment center. So if I order something from Amazon, then it goes to the fulfillment center and then they actually take it off the shelf and then they bring it to my house. It's fulfilled. Your hope is fulfilled. But there are some things that you have to do in order for that to come to pass. Just a couple more. Told you it was a lot of definitions for hope. Expectation of, here's that word again, fulfillment or success. Expectation of fulfillment or success. So, you want to walk a marathon. You cannot walk a marathon and start practicing today for tomorrow's marathon. There are people who will practice for a year for tomorrow's marathon because they need to be successful. I told you last episode, I love football. I can always tell when someone has not prepared well for the season. They get cramps. They get cramps. Their legs get cramps. They are in pain. There's nothing worse than a leg cramp. I just don't believe that there's anything worse. It hurts to no end. Well, for football players, they have to do some things to ensure that they don't get leg cramps at the beginning of the season. Because when they get the leg cramps, then they need to drink some, get hydrated, they need to get an IV, and all of this because you have to prepare for success. So when you are preparing for that marathon, then every day you're doing a little bit more. Every day you're out there, you're walking. Every day you're out there, you're pushing forward. Every single day, you're doing something. You're eating right. Every day, you're sleeping right. Because it isn't just about what you do with your legs and with your arms for the marathon, it is also about your mental and emotional state. So when you're hoping for things, it is a full body experience. Okay, so it's all about your body. It's all about your mind. It's all about your emotional state. Because you have an expectation that you're going to get this done and you're going to be successful at it. Almost done with the definition. Someone or something on which hopes are centered. Sometimes people will say, I hope in God. I'm one of those people. I hope in God. I hope that God answers my prayers. I hope that God teaches me how to have peace. I hope that God will cause wars to stop. I hope that God will bring peace in our communities. I have hope. And my hope, personally, is centered in God. And of course, there are people who believe in God, and there are people who do not. But you have to hope in something. You have to be able to think of something that is better than you that can help you get what you can't necessarily get. I pray that everyone hopes in God, but I know that that's not the case. So don't turn this podcast off. Because if you hope in that chair over there and that chair over there helps you not to fall into the floor, I'm good with that. Just keep hanging around us. Keep hanging around us. Maybe your hope will become a little stronger in different areas. Last one for the definitions. Something desired or hoped for. So what are you hoping for? What do you want to see happen in your life? What is it that you're looking around the corner and you can peek and see it coming and it excites you and it makes you feel like, okay, I can do this. I can do my part to make this happen. Hope brings us metaphors. A metaphor is just a picture of a word. And so one of my metaphors for hope is an ice cold lemonade on a hot day, or a nice hot lemonade on a cold day. I love lemonade. Well, there's something about the way it goes down. There's something about the refreshing taste of the lemon mixed with, I use a sweetener that is not sugar. And so there's something about it that makes me feel fulfilled. I love walking on the beach at sunrise. I am a beach person. I love the beach. I love to get up early in the morning when I'm at the beach and just go hang out and take a walk and walk up and down the beach. So maybe walk a mile this way and walk a mile coming back. Before I know it, the mile is up because I am at such peace. But I'm thinking about what I'm hoping for. I'm thinking about what are the next steps in my life. I'm thinking about what are my goals. And I am hoping that I will get direction on for those goals. Another thing that I do is I go sit in the park. I have a park pass for state parks in Georgia. And I will go, I'll sit in the park and I work on my homework because I'm hoping to get an A in my class. Or I will write a class for my company because I am hoping that the company will be successful. There are things that I do. Sometimes I just go there and I just sit and I just look at the lake. Sometimes I go and I just put the window down and I listen at the rustling of the trees. It brings me hope. It calms me down. It relaxes me. So maybe the beach, lemonade, and the park is not your thing. What is that thing that brings you joy? What is that thing that makes you happy, that gives you peace? Use that and connect it to your hopeful experiences. There are, in the medical field, opportunities for people to have hope. There are times when people are very, very ill, and in the medical community, they talk to them about having hope, about having faith, about believing that they can get better, about knowing that if they do A, B, and C, X, Y, and Z will be the result. There are people who will connect to that hopefulness and stay away from the hopelessness. You want to be hopeful. You want your hope to be full. You don't want your hope to be less. And so when you are up against a difficult situation, take the time to sit down, to think it through, to process it, to write it out, to write what you're hoping for, whether it is illness, maybe the loss of a job, maybe the death of a loved one, maybe your child is acting up, maybe your spouse is acting up. Think about ways to make your hope full and stay away from being hopeless. Listen, I hope today's podcast has been helpful for you. I hope that you will find the joy in looking for hope. I hope that you will find the joy in peeking around the corner and seeing hope coming down the street and saying, "There it is, there it is. I was waiting for hope. Hope is here. Hope is waiting for you. Hope is all that you need." Listen, you don't want to miss next week's episode. We have an assistant superintendent from a local school district in the metropolitan Atlanta area, and he is amazing. Amazing. You're going to love him. And so please join us next week. And in the meantime, write us and tell us what you think about our podcast. You can write us at thekittypodcast@gmail.com. Thekittypodcast@gmail.com. It doesn't matter if you're an adult or if you're a child. This podcast is for everybody. This podcast is for families. You can hang out with your family and you guys can talk about what you're hoping for as a family. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for being with us. It has been a joy to share with you today. So remember, we need you to do three things. We want you to be hopeful. Keep your hope alive. We want you to be happy. Keep some joy going on inside of you. And we want you to be helpful. Help somebody do something that they cannot do for themselves. May God bless you. May heaven smile upon you is our prayer. Have a great week. See you next week.